Now, councillors in Kerry have backed a motion of no confidence in the Road Safety Authority. It follows a motion tabled by independent councillor Jackie Healy-Rae at yesterday's full council meeting. He urged members to write to the Transport Minister expressing no confidence in the RSA in its current format and urged a re-evaluation of its role. It received a motion, unanimous support from the full meeting of the council. Figures from the Road Safety Authority show 185 people lost their lives on Irish roads in 2025, including 8 road fatalities in Kerry. There's already been a number of deaths on our roads even this early in the new year, adding to that tally as we go into the new year. Councillor Healy-Rae told the council chamber that the figures represent a failure of national road safety leadership. And with me on the line to talk about this is the man behind the motion, Councillor Jackie Healy-Rae. Councillor Healy-Rae, good morning to you. Can you, first of all, and this isn't the first time you've criticised the RSA for various different elements of what you feel they're not doing right, can you just tell us why you put this motion forward? What exactly is going wrong to your mind with the organisation?
Yes, Johnny, good morning to you and to all your listeners. I suppose when the RSA was established first in 2006, we had road fatalities that year of 365 people. So objectively, people would look and say, well, we've gone from 365 to 185. So therefore, the RSA must be effective. But I suppose, to be fair, when you look at it objectively, you know, the RSA would also take credit for the advances in cars and the safety, how much safer our cars are. Our roads have got a lot better in that intervening time. And there's also a lot more legislation than there used to be. And there's stricter penalties on our roads. So that has all played a factor in reducing road deaths. But what I have seen, particularly over the last decade, Jerry, when you look at what the RSA has become, to me, they've become a glorified communications agency. And like, all they're doing really is they're advertising, branding, they're spending millions of taxpayers' money on advertising. If you take, and I highlighted with this to you before, Jerry, the 30-kilometre ad, which when I looked at that ad first, it looked like a glorified Falta Ireland tourism advert, and they spent nearly €1 million on that, and it's to run for the next 4 years at God knows what cost. So I have seen the RSA at a time when people are unfortunately losing their lives on their road. To me, it reflects a lack of priority in where they're placing, because they're putting so much emphasis on, and communication is important, Jerry, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I do feel that where it comes to when we have more than ever before, we have legislation and tougher penalties for drink driving, drug driving, speeding, tougher penalties and restrictions around young drivers and novice drivers. But yet, and that's only in the last 5 years, Jerry, but yet our road deaths have continued to rise. And it 185 deaths last year, 8 of them in Kerry. That's one of the highest in the last decade. And the upward trend of deaths on our roads since 2022 has shown an upward trajectory. So therefore, you have to ask yourself, what is going wrong?
Yeah. Let me just ask you on that, Jackie, just on that point about the upward trajectory. Our population has also increased over that period of time.
And the number of cars on the roads. No, and I'd agree that the number of cars on our road has obviously risen. So, but again, Jerry, I would say, and I criticised this yesterday, the RSA had this lovely slogan, Vision Zero. Vision Zero is the biggest load of nonsense that I've ever come across. It's brilliant. It looks great. But unfortunately, Jerry, we will always tragically have accidents on our road, no matter what we do when it comes to reducing risk. But like, we need to use risk in terms of evidence and engineering, not fancy slogans and television adverts. And there's an awful gap between the RSA's rhetoric and the reality of what's actually happening on our road. And to me, the elephant in the room is road infrastructure. Like, it's one issue that I have never seen the RSA come up with, because it's not flashy enough for them.
Do they have to come up with it, Jackie? Do they have to? Like, I mean, politicians like you, like your father, like other teams, they're the ones pushing all the time for new roads. So why would the RSA be pushing for something?
Well, I would come back at that, Jerry, and say we should have a team of engineers inside in the RSA also. Engineers who are going out and looking at the issues on our own. You will have seen, Jerry, because we spoke about this previously, the TII report that stated that unless, and this was during Minister Eamon Ryan's time, that the TII published an independent report stating that we will have more fatalities on our roads unless we invest in them. And one of those roads that were identified was the N22. And unfortunately, Jerry, already this year, we have already had a death on the N22. It's not a coincidence. But it's a consequence of what is happening. Underinvestment for years in a row. I'm glad that over particularly in the last 12 months, we have seen a change in that direction. But dangerous junctions, substandard alignments, poor visibility, inadequate separation, these are things that are not being addressed at all by the RSA.
So you'd like the RSA to concentrate a bit more. They have a number of functions. They've got the services side of things. Learner drivers, licensed drivers, professional drivers, business operators, vehicle owners, right? And then they have the road safety side of it. Are you arguing that on the road safety side of it, they need to do more on that? They're doing education, they're doing research, statistics, campaigns, but they need to do more on road improvements or advocating for road improvements?
The RSA's mission statement is that it's to make Irish roads safer. That's on their website. I would argue they are failing at that job. You talked about the services that they're there to provide. They are failing at that. Ask anybody, any of your listeners listening to this program this morning who are waiting for a driving test. Ask them if the RSA is fit for purpose. Ask the listeners of Kerry who are listening to this radio program, would they rather see a glorified tourism advert that cost €1 million being provided by the RSA, or would they rather see a dangerous junction fixed, or would they rather see a proper alignment of a bin on a road?
Okay. Because what is actually going to save lives? You're saying they're failing on that side of things. Yes, there are problems. There are problems, like other organisations have problems. There may be backlogs, there may be delays. They need to hire more testers on that side of things. There's people who might have issues with the NCT, which is another thing they direct you to in terms of improvements on that. But is it not a big leap to go from problems and issues to calling it a failed organisation, which is effectively
it is a failed organisation, and I make no apology.
Is that completely exaggerating the situation?
No, like you
started the interview this morning by saying that, if you look back 20 years, we're in a far better place in relation to our road safety. Just let me finish my point and you can answer then. You're saying there's a number of different things that have changed in relation to that. Road safety, cars are better, roads are better, legislation is tougher. As the RSA were involved in that, were they not? They were involved in advocating and pushing for those things. And, it's everything in the round, including the RSA and what it's done over those 20 years, that have contributed to those numbers, yet you're calling them now a failed organisation.
Yes, I will stand over that 100%, because the last time I checked, the RSA didn't start building cars or making them safer, nor did I ever hear them talking about it, nor did I ever hear them talking about the infrastructural issues that we have on our roads. Kerry has one of the longest road networks in the country, 4,500 kilometres of road. We had the NOAC report before Kerry County Council yesterday that looks at some of the surfaces on our road and the deterioration in them. While we have seen even last year an 8% increase in our roads funding, which was most welcome because we were starved of funding under the last government. If you take something, again, I will come back to what the RSA are doing. When I see the RSA spending €1 million on one television advert that looks like a Fault Ireland promotion, and when I see Kerry County Council as a local authority only getting €500,000 in 1 year for road safety programs, where are the priorities?
Not an issue then? That's not an issue with government funding, who you give the money to.
Exactly.
Not the RSA.
And I'm saying that But what I'm saying to you clearly is that the RSA shouldn't be getting the type of money that they're getting anymore. That's why I'm looking for, that's why I have no confidence in them in their current format. It is why the members of Kerry County Council backed me yesterday.
And we'll talk politically about what's going to happen from that. But I'm looking at their website. I'm looking at a statement from November of 2025. Sam Wade, the CEO of the RSA, they released a statement on road safety. The RSA welcomes today's significant investment in Ireland's transport network, particularly the commitment to maintaining and improving the safety of our national, regional and local roads. This level of investment represents an important opportunity to reduce deaths and serious injuries on our road. The tragic loss of life in recent weeks has devastated families and communities across Ireland. It's a stark reminder that safer roads save lives. Every decision we make about infrastructure must keep that reality at its core. The focus on safer road design, protection and renewal of existing roads, improvement maintenance and investment in active travel infrastructure will play a vital role in reducing risk for all road users, drivers, pedestrians, cyclists and motorists. This investment strengthens the foundations for a safer future, but every journey taken on the road still depends on choices we make as individuals. Is that not them advocating for
That's the RSA responding to the Department of Transport sectoral plan that is one of the single biggest investments in our road networks in the history of this state. The RSA, I would argue, had absolutely nothing to do with it. They're simply responding in a communications press release.
But saying, that's what you're criticising them for not doing. You said you've never heard anything about them on road safety and road improvement.
Because again, I've heard the RSA advocating for things such as stricter penalties on speeding and all, and these are all very worthy things to be advocating for, and I've no issue with that, and massive strides have been made in that. But I have never seen the RSA coming out and saying, this piece of road infrastructure here, and examining where infrastructure is playing a key part in our road debts. Again, I would come back and I would invite listeners today to text into your radio station and identify dangerous junctions that are less than a kilometre or 2 kilometres away from their house that they're waiting 10 years to get fixed.
For
the RSA will never never look at those issues.
And you would
those
say issues, to people who would say to you, look, you're talking about problems with the government. The government should be putting the funding to fix that junction. Not the RSA. You're not confusing the two unfairly.
No, because again, I acknowledge that over the last 5 years, we say in the previous government, that we were starved of funding. Absolutely. And I welcome that there now seems to be a step change in that even last year alone, that Kerry received 8% of an increase in funding. We're due allocations again shortly, and I would hope that there'd be another further increase. But I think that if we're serious about road safety, then we have to look at everything in the round. And the one thing that the RSA will never focus on is because it's not sexy enough for them. That's exactly how I would describe it, because it's not flashy. You know, a dangerous junction doesn't do well on a television advert, but like, this is what the RSA are focusing on, and the millions, the tens of millions of euros, Jerry, that is going to third party media agencies to create these flashy adverts. The people who are paying their road tax will be far better served seeing that money being spent on fixing junctions, improving sightlines, re-engineering dangerous things.
Politically, Jackie, a decision was made on the RSA late last year. There were calls from various different organisations for various different reasons, road safety or campaign organisations and others. They wanted the RSA broken up and reformed.
Yes.
The minister and the junior minister, Sean Kenny, responsibly said, no, I'm not going to do that. I've met the people in there. I've talked to them. We're going to work from the inside. We're going to make changes from the inside. It's not going to be split apart and turned into two separate organisations. So is that not the decision made then? And what effect do you think your no confidence motion will actually have on Darragh O'Brien or Sean Kenny?
I hope it'll focus minds, because nothing short of tearing the RSA down and rebuilding it into some other, and again, Jerry, it's like, and Kerry County Council aren't exempt from this either. We have €500,000 of a budget, and I highlighted this at the council meeting yesterday. We have €500,000 of a budget under the heading of road safety, and an awful lot of that, as far as I'm concerned, is going on promotional products and all that sort of thing. There's a place for that, Gerry. And there's a place, and I've highlighted with this to you before, that your driving should be part of the curriculum inside in our schools. That's how you'll educate young people. But again, it's something that has been thrown by the wayside many times. But again, coming back to what I'm saying about the council, we've half a million euros of money on the road safety. Not one bit of that is going to be spent on actually fixing our roads. And that's something that I was highly critical of yesterday, and that I will be seeking to change. I tried seeking changes at that during budget time, but it's something that we're going to have to keep an eye on, because I don't want Kerry County Council falling into the same trap as that the RSA have become, because I think there is a danger that that could be done. I think our money would be far better spent investing in infrastructure on the road to make them safer, Gerry.
All right, Jackie, we'll see what happens, what kind of response you get from the minister to that motion calling for no confidence in the RSA, or expressing no confidence in the Road Safety Authority. Thanks for giving us your view. If you have a view on what Councillor Healyway has to say about the Road Safety Authority, then get in touch with us on the programme.